right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 466. I am your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we are joined by a man who is 100% not delayed and on time, Wombat.
Actually, I was a little late tonight.
Yeah, but not like 6 years late.
No, I was like 10 minutes late. Right. I blame Girl Scouts for that.
I blame Girl Scouts for everything.
Yeah, I recommend it.
Effective.
Yes.
Shipwreck, who do you blame? The Jews?
I'm just curious about this Girl Scouts story.
Oh, Sabrina's in Girl Scouts, and my wife is the troop leader. And they have Girl Scouts one Thursday a month. They have their, like, a weekday evening, like, I don't know, Girl Scout Jamboree. I don't know what they do. And it was tonight, but they get home late. And like any small child who's been out, like, running around with their friends for an hour or so, it's really hard to bring her back down. But it's 9 o'clock and she has to go to bed because tomorrow is a school day and she has a spelling test.
All out of chloroform?
Yeah, basically. It's like, okay, you have to calm down now.
Got to go to school.
So, exactly.
Papa's got a podcast.
Yep, that was part of it. I told her she was using too much bandwidth on her little iPhone.
Right. And ads are using all of Shipwreck's bandwidth.
Exactly.
Can't get a Skype connection together. Jeez. How you doing, Chip? Everything good?
Everything's good. Yeah. I have cracked open the third and final Mortal Kombat beer.
Which one is that?
This is the Sub-Zero Imperial IPA. Mm. And it just tastes like a pretty good IPA. Like, the other ones had specific, I don't know, properties that reminded me of characters.
Novelties, I think, is the word you're looking for.
It's not an ice beer?
No, it's not. And it's even like says on the label, drink icy for more hops or warmer for more malt. Why would I drink warm Sub-Zero beer?
That makes no
sense.
Why would
you drink warm beer? I think is also part of it. This is not really a warm beer kind of guy.
Hmm. I mean, it's not bad. It's a good IPA, but I don't know why Sub-Zero signed up for this one.
Are you going to get more Mortal Kombat beers? Are you going to get the DLC characters?
If there were more characters, I would certainly buy them. I'm up for trying any of these video game themed beers.
Of course, because you just want to drink beer. It's a good excuse.
Yeah,
right. And these tend to be high in alcohol content.
Even so better.
It does okay.
But they need to. Yeah, you're saying they need to go a little further with the novelties, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I thought they did well with having the spicy scorpion beer and the extra CO2 in the Raiden beer to give you like the little shock.
Right.
But this one, you could serve me this beer anywhere, and I would not think of a Mortal Kombat character.
Wow, harsh words.
Right. So this is probably the best beer out of the three, but not enough novelty action going on.
For right. Me. They need to have like Goro's like garbage beer or something. It has like animal bones.
I don't understand that, but sure.
I don't know. He's like an animal guy.
What is garbage beer?
I don't know. They just take like body. They put like parts in it.
Tastes like a garbage plate, but
no. Like just like bones and slime, basically.
I do not want bones and slime in my beer, though.
But you would know it's it's a novelty beer. You'd say, hey, there's something up with this beer. This ain't your dad's beer, your mom's beer.
What about like a beer that's dyed red and it's just fatality?
That's
beer.
Good, too. And it tastes, and it's real blood.
That would be fine. I wouldn't go that far, but you know.
A tomato.
How much does it cost to get the Mortal Kombat license to put on your beer? I'd like to know the financials behind this.
Yeah. Wombat probably knows.
I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's not as much as you might think.
I would assume it's not as much as I would think. Because
license fees have a lot to do with competition in the license. And I don't see there being that much competition from, say, another beer maker wanting to make Mortal Kombat beers.
Right. So we could make like Mortal Kombat toilet paper or something.
Anheuser-Busch isn't in the market for this.
Exactly. So it's sort of a, well, it's more money than we would have made not making Mortal Kombat beer. So sure, your price seems fair.
I've also been drinking a lot of Ecto Cooler this week because I found some Ecto Cooler.
You found it?
It's like hard to find.
Lying around?
No, they relelaunched it, but oh, it's in, the store. In limited supply.
Well, yeah. Great. Two nerds, like we both converged on this end cap with our wives in tow. And we both like saw the Ecto Cooler at the same time. And we're both just like grabbing one pack and then like looking at our wives and then grabbing another pack, sticking it in the cart, grabbing a third pack. That was enough. Three was the number that we could buy. But it was a good bonding moment in the grocery store of really nerdy guys.
Right. Who don't care about
grabbing
their health.
Ecto Cooler. Yeah. and the women who put up with it.
Right.
Ecto Cooler is great still, though. It tastes exactly like I remember it tasting.
Like sugar?
Tangerine.
Yeah, it's got a tangerine and sugar. You're both correct. That is, yeah, I think you've nailed it. If you can imagine what sugar and tangerines taste like.
And fluorescent green. If that had a flavor.
I don't know. Is it actually green? I thought it was more like a, is it like
it
a.
It looks like antifreeze.
No, it is bright green.
Blech.
It doesn't look like great. You should put it in your body.
It works fine.
Ecto Cooler wasn't a big thing in my house. Not for like health reasons, don't get me wrong. It just wasn't a big thing in my house.
That's because you didn't buy it.
I didn't buy it. I wasn't a big juice. Like, juice wasn't
it's
that
big
a thing.
It's not juice. It's just it's like.
Well, I'm just saying, like, juice wasn't like a big thing in my house growing up.
What was a big thing?
Yoo-hoo was a big thing in my house growing up.
Right. Yeah, people didn't know that sugar was bad because, as we know, the sugar industry paid off the scientists to say that fat was the bad thing.
Yep,
you saw that. I talked about that months ago from that Frontline thing that we saw, or some shit that we saw. So if you listen to the CADcast, you know about all this stuff in advance. You know it all already. So when the news comes out to the people who aren't in the know, you must feel very superior having listened to this show. Right, Wombat?
I just like eating my no-fat gummy worms. It makes me feel great.
Right, perfect.
Yeah, like a Twizzlers, I think, says on the package, fat-free food. Yeah,
delicious.
It's ridiculous. All right, let's... I meant to talk about this last week. I finally remembered to put it on the outline. But we went to Adventureland, which is an amusement park on Long Island. Wombat, I'm sure you've been there.
I have.
Is that the same as what the movie is?
The movie, I believe, was filmed in Kennywood, but it's supposed to be that amusement park.
Okay.
It's a small amusement park on Long Island. It's got one serious roller, but not. I don't think Shipwreck, you would consider it a serious roller coaster.
Because it's not.
I better not if
coaster.
I didn't know about this when I was there.
No, it doesn't do a full, it doesn't do a real loop, but it spins. You know, like how do you describe it? It spins in a circle.
Is it a mouse cart?
A who? I don't know any of the terminology because I'm 42, 3.
Old.
So, what's it called? What's this thing called?
I don't know. Adventureland. Just Google Adventureland roller coaster. Tempest, maybe? Adventureland Tempest. Some sort of, it's not Tempest. I don't know. But it wasn't that impressive. Hurricane? Could be Hurricane. It's green. Is this one green? Yeah, that's it. I think. You spin in a circle as the roller coaster does its thing. So, but it doesn't do a loop, but it'll go up on the side and spin while it's moving. Does that make sense?
It's a turbulence coaster.
Turbulence. No, yeah. You know what that is?
No. I've never seen this one before.
Oh, turbulence.
Okay, I see.
It.
Okay. It's a
turbulence,
kind of a
yeah.
mouse cart idea, but a little bit more extreme. Gotcha.
But it doesn't. Oh, it does. Did it do a loop or no? I don't think it did a loop.
I've never been on it, so I don't know.
I went on that one by myself because Ty's not very brave when it comes to these things. Mm-hmm. And I went on that one by myself, and I was okay. Like, I could handle that. But man, I can't really go on a lot of these rides anymore. Like, the one I went on one with Ty that I basically dragged him onto it. I told him it wouldn't be that bad. You know, the pirate ship, the mm-hmm. one that just like spins up and down.
Yeah, it's like a pendulum.
It's a pendulum. And I just remember that going on that as a younger person and having no problem whatsoever. Ty was scared. So I was like, oh, we'll sit in the middle. I remember, like, if you sit in the middle, it's not scary. But I remember sitting in the last row. We both, like, could not handle it at all. Like, we both felt sick after it. Ty was, like, screaming, let me off the whole ride, which wasn't helping. I'm, like, telling him to, like, breathe and relax. And meanwhile, I felt like I was going to die also, because I think once you hit a certain age, you just can't do these things anymore. And some of them, like, I felt it in my balls, like the one that goes up and down, like where, like, sort of like the bottom drops out, like a free fall type thing. You know those?
One that goes up and down.
Shipwreck knows. He goes to one of these things every week. It's like a free fall type ride.
The drop and twist tower.
It just drops you, and then it brings you back up and drops you again.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I went on the kiddie.
Did you use the Groupon, by the way, to get in?
No. There's a Groupon?
I totally would have gone to this thing if I didn't learn about it.
But it would have been so hot. You would have died.
It was way too hot.
Yeah. But you know where you could have cooled off? Right next door is a Target.
Yeah, there is a Target. You can see it from the roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
this place sounds the roller coaster fantastic.
It was fine.
It's an amusement park next door to a Target.
Yeah, it's not.
So on your pirate ship, did you guys have a taste great, less filling thing that went on your pirate ship? Because we definitely had that at Kings Island.
We have everybody screaming just at the top of their lungs the whole entire time. And Ty screaming that he doesn't like it and wants it to stop as soon as possible. And yeah, that's what we had. It wasn't great, I got to tell you. Not a fan.
Sabrina's a really good ride daredevil. She loves every ride. Even the rides I don't want to go on. She's like, I want to go on that. I'm like, you're going to get scared. She says, no, I won't. And then she'll go on it. And she wants to go on it again. I don't know where she gets it from. I really don't.
It's when you're young. You can handle it, I think. Just your body. Something happens when you hit a certain age that your body's like, no, you should not be spinning at this speed.
Well, I went to the doctor not that long ago, back in May, and it's confirmed. I'm 70% marshmallow. So
I could have used you on the ride. You know the ride that plays really loud music and you're in like a little car and it's on an angle? Like it's a circle. All cars are connected.
Yeah, yeah. I know that thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And it spins in a circle, plays loud music.
The Music Express.
Yes.
With a K.
Right. And all the force gets pushed out to the outside. So your whole family is just getting pushed against you. And there's no padding there at all. Because why would you have padding when it's all just metal and like rods and sharp and stuff, and so everybody's just getting pushed into you. I was like, oh, so bad. But
it was a lovely family day. Huh?
Ty liked that ride a lot. He loved that one, but I my body didn't like it that much. That one I could handle without thinking I was gonna die, but it didn't feel good on my body, just bars getting pressed into you. Anyway, how about some show feedback from last week? I actually picked it out this week as Wombat was dealing with the Girl Scouts aftermath. There were a lot of comments, including an email that we got about us talking about Apple as a premium app, as the iPhone as a premium product. And I think people missed the point, right, Ship? We haven't actually talked about like our interpretations of the emails. But people, the one that I read, they were pointing out like the better specs on the Android devices in many cases and things of that nature. But that doesn't matter. We're talking about the price and the image.
Right.
We're not.
It's the price and the image that make. I think I use the word luxury product rather than premium. But
okay.
Same
concept.
Same concept that we're talking about with Apple products.
That's
it's
so
not
weird.
Necessarily that they're better. It's just
right.
You're paying more, and you know it's a little bit of a status thing. It's
yeah,
the, it's
yeah.
The same like if you were buying a
Maserati, like,
Right. Like a higher dollar car over a Chevy. And the Chevy has like a Bluetooth in it. And you're like, hey, this one's got Bluetooth. What's that Maserati got?
And it, right.
I don't
11 miles to the gallon it's got. How about that?
Right. Exactly. That's exactly wood. The comparison.
It's got wood.
The Chevy gets you 30 miles per gallon and the Maserati gets you 9. And you're saying that the Chevy is the premium product.
It doesn't matter which is better. I don't think either of us were talking about which product was better. We're just talking about the image associated with it and the actual price that you pay. Just like, when people talk about a Maserati being a luxury car, it doesn't mean that it's better than some other car that's cheaper. It just means...
than a Ford Fiesta.
It might be better than a Ford Fiesta. Depends on the year, I guess.
Nothing is better than a Ford Fiesta.
The show brought to you by Ford Fiesta.
I wish.
Really? That's how high you want to aim is for Ford Fiesta? How about Maserati? We were just talking about Maserati. Don't you want this show brought to you by Maserati?
Maserati?
They don't get 11 miles a gallon anymore. They're much better now.
Get one of them Ghiblis. Ghibli?
I don't know.
Ghibli?
Anyway, the point is we weren't talking about which is better. We were just talking about the price and the images associated with it. At Knowles Jr., writes in and says...
Knowles.
Whatever.
A. Knowles Jr.
Okay, so this is why Wombat does this part. I can't read. He says, the OJ documentary was excellent. I had no idea how popular and well-known he was in America before the murders. I appreciate Cheapy recommending it. Just another shout-out.
You want to hear a cute OJ story?
I guess.
So in like 1987, my parents went to California. My father had to go for business.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother went with them. They did made like a little trip out of it together. And my mother was walking down Rodeo Drive in California, as tourists are wont to do.
Oh, my God. Three-way with OJ?
No, he tried to pick up my mom. He pulled his car over on the street.
Nice.
And said, hey, what are you doing?
He really liked white women, and he was like the man. He could just do that. And he would just pull up to a stoplight and women would just come, out of the woodwork, literally. And just, hey.
My mother was very flattered, politely turned him down.
Damn, but, Wombat. I want to meet your mom.
You can meet my mom anytime you want.
I
want
to meet your mom from the 1986, though.
My 1986 mom does not look the same as my 2016 mom, but don't tell my mom I said.
By the way, I am coming up with some great movie ideas right now. That like Back to the Future vibe, but with OJ and history being changed by...
The one where OJ is my stepdad?
Yeah, like OJ successfully picks up your mom. This is some gold right here. We may have to get Whip Smart Banky drawing some stuff.
I don't think my father would recover from that.
What, the comic?
No, my mother leaving him for OJ.
Well, it's OJ.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I guess at one point you're like, well, it was OJ Simpson.
I mean,
and we're not talking like, this is
1987.
Yeah, 1986, 87 OJ Simpson. This was
Naked Gun. When did Naked Gun come out? Not yet.
Not yet. This is pre-Naked Gun.
This is more Hertz.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really good. Mm-hmm. You guys should really, I know you guys haven't watched it, but just watch the first episode. What do you got to do? What do you got to lose? Nothing better to do. Just watch it. It's on Hulu.
I don't have Hulu.
Get it. Too many excuses in here. Not enough watching OJ. If Mrs. Cheapy could watch all 5 episodes, surely you could watch one.
There's only 5 episodes?
Yes.
So it's a little less than 5 hours of my life?
Oh, no. They're an hour and a half each.
I don't know. The new season of Documentary Now started last night.
Watch the first one. It's not like you're going to not figure out what happened at the end if you don't watch the rest and feel bad. You're gonna get a lot out of just watching the first one. I promise. And they don't talk about the murders at all. And trust me, just watch it. Just for watching, just watching OJ run down the field is worth it. Come on.
So is OJ in the documentary?
What do you mean? Is he in it? They don't interview him for it.
Do they interview Kim Kardashian?
All right. Just watch the fucking thing. read this other show feedback, too.
Dr. Killitron has to say, it's so frustrating to listen to podcasts while struggling to figure out where the host skills level are, Mortal Kombat pun-wise.
You're ruining the feedback now.
Just as right at the, what?
Now you ruined the feedback.
You asked me to hurry it up.
You hurried too much.
Oh. It's so frustrating.
Forget it. Forget it. I'm just deleting it off the outline. Now no one gets to read it. How do you like that? It's gone forever. Wombat ruined your comment. Sorry, whoever you were. We'll never know what you had to say.
Dr. Killitron. Of course they will. They can just go to the show thread on the website.
Well, I'm deleting
and
that one too.
It was
about
Mortal Kombat puns. We already covered that.
All right, fine. At Liberty Ninja 31 wanted to know if I put up the mailbox yet. I did not. We haven't ordered it yet. I need to find somebody to do it because it sounds like it involves digging a hole and putting cement in it, which sounds like I don't know that I could do those things as efficiently as somebody else, at least. So we'll see. But maybe I can. I feel like you need a special like hole digger that I don't have. And no, yeah. Not
why
a shovel.
Why don't you ask someone, why don't you have everyone do it on Saturday?
No. How about some Watch This Bitches?
Sure.
I've been watching Narcos season 2 in 4K. And the show is very good. It's very violent. You guys haven't watched that yet?
No.
I think your wife would like that. Why doesn't your wife like watching people get their heads blown off once in a while?
Who's?
Drug dealers.
Not mine.
Drug dealers and occasionally police officers and innocent people too sometimes. Well, maybe not innocent people. It's really well done. It's amazingly well done. Netflix puts out so much great stuff. You could really just survive on Netflix alone if you had to, I feel. The 4K, we've been watching it in 4K just because I finally plugged an Ethernet cable into the back of my TV. And so now it works. But still, like, compared to streaming on Apple TV at 1080p, it doesn't... I can tell the difference. I'm not 100% sure that Mrs. Chibi can tell the difference if I really, like, put it to the test. It's not a huge difference, but I don't have HDR on my TV. Unless I
was going to say that. I went to Best Buy this week. I picked up The Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
You may have heard of it. Mm-hmm. Captain America's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get the Steelbook?
No, I just got the regular one.
Oh, okay. I got the Steelbook.
It doesn't surprise me. I don't display
the luxury edition.
Yes, there you go.
A premium product.
Enjoy it. I will use my $5 towards cookies. And I went down to look at the TVs.
Yes.
The Best Buy in Manhattan, the TVs are downstairs. Because I was curious after all the talk.
Sure.
All the talk. I want to let's check this out. You can tell the difference between 4K and 4K HDR.
Oh, okay. You saw a test somewhere?
Yeah. And just looking at, and then I would go and look at the different TVs because they have the same displays on each monitor. You could see the difference.
Okay. I have never actually done a test like that.
You should.
Just go
to Best Buy next time you're at the ping pong.
So what you're telling me...
My Target has 4K HDR TVs on clearance right now. So maybe check
of
Target.
Of course. Because that's how your Target works.
But
this is something that everyone wants. Cincinnati Target has it on clearance. But they're very expensive. The 4K HDR TVs in Best Buy were pretty pricey.
I can spend $400 and get the upgrade for mine. I looked it up.
There was a Samsung 55-inch for $600, I think, at Target.
Wow. That's cheap.
I'd say you may want to look into getting that upgrade if it's not
really
too much of a pain to put in.
It's just a box that connects to the back of the TV or somewhere.
Didn't you buy the PlayStation 4 Plus or whatever it's called? I already forgot.
What's it called?
The PSP?
No, seriously, what's it called?
The Pro.
PlayStation.
No, Pro. Why are you telling him?
Oh, I thought you were just... I didn't know that you knew.
I know. I ordered
it. Sorry, Like you, I'm almost 40, and I don't remember things as well as I used
wanted
to.
Wombat to flounder around for like 10 seconds or so, at least.
I would have just kept calling it the PSP.
Yes, I did order that.
Yeah, so you know, to not have all the available upgrades for your upgraded system seems like a waste of a purchase.
I agree, but I want to buy it on sale. So somebody tell me when HDR? It's on. Yeah, the box. It's called the. It's the. It's got a really sexy name. Oh, actually, it does. It's called like. Well, the model number is ZEK3500. That's not so sexy, but I think it's called the Evolution. Oh no, that's not it. I already forgot what it's called. Fuck. Yeah, it is. That's it. ZEK3500. I think. Samsung. Yeah, that's it. It's the Evolution kit.
I see a Daiyusha Mitsubishi.
Yeah, it's the Evolution thing. It's $400. That's not like a fun thing to buy. Oh, here's $329. It's probably open box. Anyway, I guess I'll get that when the PS4 Pro comes out. But by the way, if one
then
of our
you'll see the difference.
If one of our listeners happens to see that on sale somewhere, don't hesitate to hit me up on Twitter, you know? And what else? Oh, the new Snowden movie comes out this week, which I'm very excited for. So, shout out.
Oliver Stone.
I haven't seen an Oliver Stone movie in a long time. I feel like
I don't think Oliver Stone has made a movie in a long time.
He probably made a Jobs one, didn't he?
Did he make that?
Was one of those Steve Jobs movies one of his?
No, it wasn't. It was, what's his name? It was someone else.
Ashton Kutcher.
I haven't seen any of his recent movies.
Ashton Kutcher?
No. Yes, that also applies to Ashton Kutcher. Yeah, his Savages in 2012.
Was that his last movie?
Maybe.
That he directed?
Oh, it's listing in most popular. Let's see, newest first.
Yeah, no, it was Savages.
Yeah, and then Greystone Park. I don't know what that is. Castro in Winter.
I'm on Wall Castro. Street. That was a documentary.
The Wall Street sequel.
That was 2010.
Yep. I mean, all these things that I haven't seen. I used to love his movies. God, I haven't seen any of these.
Everyone has a run. He had a run. He had a really good run.
Holy, like I'm talking like Natural Born Killers. Like, okay, 1994.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what Savages look like to me, right?
But it didn't get great
reviews.
It had
a similar vibe,
yeah.
That
correct movie.
Mm-hmm.
Did it get good reviews?
Any Given Sunday was a good one. I like that movie. It's terrible.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I've seen that one. Football Sounds. Yeah, Savages got a 51. On Rotten Tomatoes. That's probably why I didn't see it.
The Doors. The Doors movie is also kind of awful in a good way.
No, but I like that. That's a good kind of awful.
Yeah, I'm saying it's a good kind of awful. I'm not saying I don't enjoy that movie.
At Cocomon writes in and asks if we're watching the new season of South Park. I'm assuming it's a continuation of last season's, which was really good. You know, they serialized it for the first time. And the story is basically echoing the our elections, but with the Mr. Garrison running for president, but he's just as horrible as Trump. It's pretty good. It's pretty amazing. You have to watch last season. I'm assuming that the Simpsons haven't done anything like this where they're actually still good after all this time, because I haven't watched them in ages. But South Park's really...
Well, there's a more consistency with South Park with the creative.
Right, just the two guys.
You know, yeah, they haven't pulled back. Whereas the people that were writing The Simpsons when you were into The Simpsons aren't writing
They're
The
long
Simpsons.
Gone, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's better than it's ever been, South Park, as far as I can tell.
They're pretty good good at writing the jokes, the Matt funny. Parker and Trey Stone. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
I don't know if you knew this, but Matt Parker and Trey Stone are pretty funny.
They're pretty funny guys, yeah, I guess. I guess that's why they, I don't know.
Basketball holds up.
Do we have any read this bitches this week?
I've still been reading a lot of Marvel Unlimited, actually. It's just a quick update on that. They added like these graphic novels that Marvel put out, I guess, in 2012 that I had never heard of, but they put them all on there. They were called, it was like Marvel's attempt at doing like a year one, like with Batman year one. And I read a couple of them, and they're not bad for, you know, already having them and not have to pay more money to read them. I recommend checking those out. They're on there under like graphic novels or something.
Nice.
So
great right. description of what that product was.
Yeah.
You like it?
Well, I've talked about Marvel Unlimited before. I don't have to explain what it is.
No, I just no titles on those things. They're just graphic novels.
It's like the Avengers Year One. And it's like under a heading of graphic novels on okay. Unlimited. So they're worth checking out. There was like seven of them or more, maybe.
Cool.
So
All right, how about some new releases?
Certainly. Yeah. Cheapy, NHL 17.
Oh, yeah.
Super Deluxe Luxury Edition.
Did you buy it?
$100?
I have EA access, so I have 10 hours of the full game at my disposal before I have to pay any money. Yeah, you should beat me. It'll be really embarrassing. The problem is Shipwreck's so good at games that he could beat me, having never played this game before, and me having played every year since 1992. That would be very embarrassing. But
last time we played was like 3 or 4 years ago, and I think you beat me 2-1.
Right. See, it shouldn't be that close.
You can always play me if you want to feel good about yourself.
I'm 0-3 online right now, but I did have an overtime loss, so I did get 1 point. It's a lot like last year. Big surprise. They have techno music in the menus, which is a big improvement over the whatever Irish band they have had for the last 10 years. They've added a new mode. Like, it just makes me sad when I see Madden, because I have EA access, so I download Madden too, and I check that out, and you just see how good, I realize Madden makes probably 20 times the amount of money that hockey makes, and it shows in the product. I mean, it's just, there's so much going on in Madden, and NHL is basically the same thing year after year with slight little upgrades. They added
the team
thing.
Size on those is such a big difference.
Well, of course. Yeah. I mean, I get it. I understand why, but it doesn't make me feel any better about it. I love hockey and I want the hockey game to be as good as the Madden game. And it's just never going to be that way. And, boohoo, life's not fair. Big first world problem. But they added this thing called Draft Champions. That's like their big addition this year, which is a cool concept. So I think even Wombat could be into this, because he would actually recognize some of the names. So in keeping with the current video game tradition of everything cards, C-A-R-D-S, you play a game against an opponent, either online or against the computer, and you draft your team before the game. They give you a selection of 3 or 4 players, I forget, in each round, and they give you the cards up on the screen. And then you pick your team from that. You go through the enough rounds to fill your team, and then you play against somebody who's just done the same thing. And some of the players are from historical times. They're not current. They're retired or dead. I think dead. Any dead players? I don't know. Maybe not dead.
I bet there's some dead players out there.
I mean, I don't know that you're playing as them. I forget.
Can you play as Gordie Howe? He just died.
I'm not 100% sure, and I've only played it a couple times. But the point is, you can play as legends. That's probably the word I should have used. which is nice, because you can play as Mike Bossy. He's got, and these guys got no...
Can you play as OJ?
Can't play as OJ, but you can play before the players wore helmets. And then so they don't wear helmets in the game, which is nice. It makes it interesting. It's kind of cool. But it all comes down to just a one-off game, and then you get rewards for Ultimate Team. You get like a free pack or like a couple cards. I don't know. You get some rewards for Ultimate Team, which is clearly where they want you to be spending all your time, because with the hope of spending money on buying cards, because people do that, and that's where the money is. And I get it, but that's all there is to this Draft Champions mode, is you play a one-off game against either the computer or an opponent doing this draft before the game. And then if you win, you get more bonuses than if you lose for Ultimate Team. So it's not very exciting if you don't care about Ultimate Team, which I don't. So I'm probably not going to... Well, who does? EA does. EA does. Yeah, of course. I get it. It's just, this is the world we live in, and I don't know. It's not that great for hockey fans, I guess. But, the game is... It's still a great game of hockey, but if you had last year's, I don't know why you would really want to get this one. But EA Access is good. You got 10 hours to play it, so that's probably enough time. What else we got here?
I've been playing ReCore, the Xbox exclusive from Comcept.
How's that?
I'm not hating it. It's like even not like if you come in like not knowing who developed this game, which I pre-ordered it and I had forgotten who developed it, and then like within 15 minutes, I'm like, oh yeah, this is from the Lost Planet guy, because basically replace all of the ice in Lost Planet with sand, and replace the dude with a girl. And it's the same type of combat. A lot of strafing, a lot of running in circles and shooting.
Wombat loves that.
Yeah, it just feels like a game from like early Xbox 360 time frame. Which is it's not a terrible thing.
Does it feel like brute force?
Yeah. I was gonna say it looked to me like Cameo. Is it like Cameo at all?
No, not at all like Cameo.
That's sort of a bummer because that's kind of what I wanted it to be.
That's not what this is in the least.
This is shooting, a lot of shooting.
It's a lot of shooting. Yeah. It's exploration. It's Metroid type. You go into dungeons. You get experience points. You get you find loot that you can then upgrade your robots with. So far I'm like 2.5 hours in and I still only have the dog robot. But that's pretty much what the game is. You're fighting other robots. You upgrade your rifle with a different color. Like I have white and red right now. So if the robot is red, you want to shoot it, like switch to the red lasers. The combat's not bad because it has this whole mechanic too where you're telling your robot dog to like dash at people and you have a certain like a meter that builds up for that. And then once you whittle away enough of the enemy's health, you can like shoot out this grappling hook that you play tug of war with their energy core basically, which is how you upgrade your robots. So you pull that out and then you can like level up your robots with it. I don't know, it's open worldy. It's not a bad game. It's got a lot of glitches though. Like the audio consistently skips at the beginning of every line of dialogue. Which seems bad.
Right. You want not to happen usually.
Right. It feels very much like a Japanese company trying to make a Western game, which was kind of what like Lost Planet was as well.
Right. That usually doesn't work out that great.
Lost Planet. I liked Lost Planet well enough. The first one.
Yes. So did I. I said usually.
Yeah. But I think a lot of Lost Planet appeal was that it just looked fantastic when it came out. Like the graphics were amazing looking. Something blew up.
AAA.
You just wanted to watch something blow up.
Yeah.
This does not. Something blows up, and you go over and pick up the pieces or whatever.
Right. It's a $40 game. It looks like a $40 game.
Yeah, it's a $40 game. I bought it at Best Buy, so it was $32. It came with a free copy of digital copy of Banjo-Kazooie: Nuts and Bolts.
That's a great game.
But you didn't get the PC version because you didn't buy the digital.
Okay.
You don't need it. If you couldn't give it to me, then what's the point?
I got a plushy hat for
free. How is the hat, by the way? I meant to ask you about that.
I gave it to my daughter. I don't know.
Appropriate thing.
Maybe she'll like it. I don't know. It's fine. It's a little prop hat. Like nobody's going to wear this outside.
Oh. Except your daughter.
Right. That's fine. It's for kids, I guess. What's this game rated? But I don't know. It's a weird product.
Yeah, that's what I thought when I saw them demo it at E3. Or the trailer announce it. I was like, this looks like an older game. Mm-hmm. All right, what else we got this week?
It's true. We have some older games. Do you like some older games?
I've been playing a game.
What? Tell us.
It came out this week. I bought a game.
Pac-Man?
I did.
Nice. Talk
about
that
game.
I bought Pac-Man Champion Edition 2.
I thought about buying it, but then I saw it had no multiplayer, and I didn't buy it.
That's why I bought it, because I hate people. It's fun. It's more rehashed Pac-Man, but you know,
not really.
Same with the,
it's what you. It's got a lot more gimmicks in this one.
It has the jumping and the bounce tubes and the.
You can run into ghosts.
You can run into ghosts up to 3 times, but you could actually run into them more than that if you wait long enough between bouncing into ghosts. There's a lot of weird rules in this one. It's part of me is like, did they want to try to make it easier? But then sometimes it's not easier, but you know.
Shipwreck, what do you think? I take Shipwrecks. No offense, Wombat, but when it comes to games like Pac-Man or like Frogger, I have to go with Shipwreck's opinion over yours. If I had to choose.
Just from my early impressions of it is I think it's got too much going on that I don't immediately see the patterns in the game. Which is a big thing with me with old arcade games. Like, it's very much pattern recognition. And this is, it's very fast. It seems inconsequential whether or not you hit a ghost unless you're just like banging right into it. Like Wombat said, like 3 times right in a row.
Well, remember the last
3 times in a row.
Didn't the last one, it would slow down when you're about to hit the ghost, like really slow. So like you really,
it would do that.
You really wouldn't hit them that much, right? Like you weren't really getting killed by the ghost. I might be wrong, but because I haven't played it in a while, but I seem to remember like it was hard to sort of get hit by the ghost. It was more about getting points and as quick as possible. Maybe could be wrong.
This has a little bit of that going on, but you're like, to finish each level, like there's fruit at the bottom of the level. I don't know if that ever changes, but you basically have to collect enough dots to get the fruit to appear, and then you just go grab that fruit, and then it loads the next map in. And I've only played like
if you get to a power pellet level, it's pretty cool too.
Yeah, but I don't like the 3D effect.
I like the whole thing. Whatever, to each their own. Chiefy doesn't respect my opinion anyway.
I didn't. That's not what I said.
I said
if it comes down to it, I would have to
Wombat's
go with Shipwreck.
Wombat's opinion is unimportant in all facets of all things.
That is what I said.
I think Pac-Man 256 is the superior game to this, and Pac-Man Championship Edition DX or the original is better than this.
Okay.
I think they should have made a Miss Pac-Man Championship Edition.
Oh, yeah. Cool. That's a much better idea.
They should have done that. I agree. They should have made this Miss Pac-Man Championship. Whatever.
Just with like some really
DLC.
Minimal changes over the last.
Put a bow. Put a bow on it.
Put a
and
bow
maybe
on
like
it.
One other thing.
Right.
Just tighten up the graphics in level 3.
Perfect. Done. I'll stay late tonight and knock that out. Don't worry.
Could you?
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks. Have you been playing this Batman Telltale game, Wombat?
It's the episode 2 doesn't come out until next week.
Okay, so
I
this
think
is
it's
just
the
retail version that came out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's weird. So episode 2 isn't out on digital yet, but they're putting the whole series out on retail?
I don't know what this is on there, to be honest.
Maybe the retail just is a code that then unlocks the other stuff. I don't know. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can play the BioShock and Dead Rising games again.
Yeah, it says it's $30. Isn't that the whole season? Or no?
For Batman?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's a code for the whole season. All right. What else?
BioShock Collection and Dead Risings are out for the current systems.
$60 for all the Dead Rising games, all 3 of them, sounds a little pricey to me.
Right.
Or, yeah.
Well,
right?
Yes. How about the $60 for the 3 BioShock games?
That also sounds like too much to me.
None of us are buying any of these, right? Because there were some questions in the CAG bag.
I could see it if you had never played. I assume everybody's played a BioShock at some point. It seems like numbers wise.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty. like,
and all
you
these just, things
you, you had someone, to someone, if you haven't played BioShock yet, you don't want to play it, is how I would view that. The Dead Rising, if I guess if you've never played any of them,
but what, you, why do you need all of them?
Right, I would just pick one.
And these are all, these are all $20. I had on PC too. I had these all on PC. I feel, not all, but some.
I don't know, if you're gonna get a remaster, it really should be Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Right. All right. Anything else for the new releases?
So two Marvel Ultimate Alliance games for $60. Wameta saying is, yeah, better than three of these other
critics. I never said that. I have those two games. I didn't spend that much on those two games.
I see.
You didn't spend anything on those two games.
I know. That's what I mean. So
ignore Wombat's opinion.
I would say those two games are worth like 15 each. $30 for that bundle. For me, is a price that I would pay. I'm not a Dead Rising fan, nor am I that huge into BioShock. BioShock for like all three for like 20 might pique my interest.
Yeah, whatever. But you're not buying shit.
I'd say, but I probably wouldn't buy it.
Right.
I'm almost done with Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2, and then I will have finished both those games.
good job.
I'm at like the very end of Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2. I had to work. Until
how many other people on your friends list have played that?
Oh, I'm probably the only one.
Okay.
I had to work until about 1:30 in the morning on Wednesday.
Yikes.
But luckily I was able to do like the last leg of it from home, but I had to keep my laptop up and open, and I was on the phone a lot during that time frame. But I was still playing. I'm like, I can play Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2 while doing this.
Sure. Multitasking. So
yeah, and it's the kind of thing I don't have to pay too much attention to, but I don't have to be really annoyed that I'm still working at midnight on a Tuesday and I just want to crawl into bed.
Excuse me. Sorry, I never sneeze.
So that was kind of cool. And everything at work went as well as I guess it could.
Perfect. So. Everybody wins.
Everybody wins. I just haven't unlocked the Hulk yet.
I saw one last new release here, maybe, that there is a 3DS, a new 3DS only exclusive game, Super Castlevania 4. That's one of the few games that you need the new 3DS.
Oh, no, it's any of the Super Nintendo stuff, right, or something?
Right. But they're not,
yeah.
Right, okay. Interesting. $8 for that. That's out this week. And so is there's a new Castlevania game. I mean, a new Phoenix Wright game. Lick Chan seems to like it. That's all I know. Is that it for the new releases?
Yeah, I think that's good enough.
Oh, some breaking news here I saw from Ad Video Game Deals that Target is doing a buy one, get one free on all LEGO Dimensions fun packs and more. That's starting Sunday. So look out, Wombat. Hide your wallet. Don't click the link, Wombat. Just delete
it.
It's
not this Sunday. That's starting the fall.
Oh, the 25th. Sorry, the 25th. Next.
I think I'm good.
Good. That's what I like to hear. I'm good. Yeah. I'm gonna hold strong.
I'm good. I'm annoyed. You know what? I posted this online a while back. Mm. I kind of got annoyed when they did that. You know, I know that they had the the E3 exclusive character, the Green Arrow.
You're out.
I kind of am, and now they're doing it again with Supergirl, where they're making that a character that you have to rebuy the starter pack only on the PlayStation 4 in order to get Supergirl. And I'm like, you know what? It's one thing to do variants,
right?
Like if at E3 they gave out like Batman, but he was wearing the blue and the gray as opposed to the black,
mm-hmm.
I'd be like, whatever. What can you do? But it's the same character. But to say that I'm never going to be able to play as Green Arrow in Lego, it's kind of shitty.
It's a travesty. You know what? I'm going to kneel during the national anthem next time I go to a sporting event.
Could you? I appreciate that.
Yep.
What if I just came over and painted one of your Ninjago characters green?
I don't have any Ninjago characters, first of all.
What are you?
I've stuck to that. Even with them being $5 each, I've stuck to that.
What do you have? Chimas?
Chimas I have, yeah. But it wouldn't change character in the game. I still wouldn't be playing as Green Arrow.
And you would know that they don't care about you as a person.
And I know that they don't care about me. It hurt. It hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts me in my center.
Do you hear that, Lego? Wombat is saying fuck you to your buy one, get one free because you gave him the shaft on Green Arrow at Comic-Con.
Not just me. Not just everybody. Him.
And also Supergirl.
And Supergirl, yeah.
Don't forget about Supergirl. Kinda,
yep. That's a devil. I don't know what they're thinking with that one, but whatever.
Wombat, I don't use the word hero often, but you, sir, are the greatest hero in American history.
Oh, yeah. Believe it or not.
Speaking of heroes, Wombat, you know who's our hero?
Who's our hero?
A little man named Harry's.com.
I'm just wild about Harry's.
Yeah, I actually, I often look very scruffy in my pictures, but I actually shaved my entire face and head yesterday because there was a school meeting I had to go to, and I didn't want the teacher to think that I was a homeless person.
Mm-hmm.
And that I was involved and clean.
That Ty's father wasn't a balding wolf man?
Yeah, I mean, with a neck beard.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I used the new second generation handle and blade, and I had to trim it down a little bit because it's so long when I don't shave for like a couple weeks. You can't just go right to the razor. You got to like trim it with a little electric thing first. I feel like Harry should make some sort of something to help me with that. All of Harry's products should revolve around helping me shave only. So they should also come out with a shaving mirror. I think I mentioned that already.
I think so.
By the way, if somebody has a recommendation for a shower shaving mirror, like no fog, please send me that on Twitter because I need to buy one as soon as possible. Anyway, Harry's... You know, what's that?
I was going to say, I went to a wedding on Saturday.
Uh-huh. And OJ hit on you because you look so good.
And OJ hit on me because I look so good because of my Harry's razor. I posted a picture of me and some of the comments were, like from Can't Beat 'em 30. Those wizard razors really do work at Harry's.
Nice.
Cisco Mancer on Twitter said, now that's a razor, Harry.
Wow. I thought you were
Tuffy
making
McTavish
these up.
Tuffy McTavish had to say that Harry's razor is working well. So, and also one from Christian Spicer. Damn, what up with that Harry's razor?
It is funny because when I don't shave, people say basically the same thing to me, but like, why aren't you using that Harry's razor?
So there you go.
Or that Harry's is going to fire you because you're not shaving. Like, I don't need that pressure.
No.
Come on.
And I did look good, by the way.
Right, I agree. Tuxedo.
Thank you.
Anyway, Harry's is great because the price is great and the quality is great. And usually you can't get both of those things when you buy a razor blade. So definitely go to harrys.com. If you're a new customer, pay attention because there's a new coupon code. It's coupon code CAG. They got rid of the cast for some reason. But do that and you'll get $5 off your order. So go to harrys.com, use coupon code CAG, get $5 off your order. Pick up that starter set, the Truman set, and it'll just be $10 after that coupon code. I was going to say I guarantee that you'll like it, but I don't have to guarantee it because they actually do guarantee that you'll like it and they'll give you your money back if you don't like it. So
that was pretty smooth.
Yeah. I just made that up. I didn't even write
that
down.
And
that
was also a razor pun.
Right.
That was pretty smooth.
Oh, I should have said, not as smooth as Harry's razors. I really blew it. Shipwreck, that was your job. What the fuck?
Harry's razors. They get you smooth.
Perfect. Great job. All right. Harry's.com, coupon code CAGCAST. You know what to do.
No, coupon code CAG.
CAG. Shit. Now I ruined it. Cancel the show. Delete everything. Start over.
It's a razor, Harry.
All right. Let's talk about Sony. And the PS4 Pro, I didn't actually want to put this on the outline, but I did read this article. There were, I think, two articles about the PS hands-on with the PS4 Pro by Digital Foundry. You know, they always do those insightful mm-hmm. tech posts about these things. And it sounded like they were pretty impressed with it. I mean, they weren't blown away. And, their expectations, being experts, their expectations were very realistic. They know the thing's not doing 4K 60 frames per second. That's like never going to happen. So they know what this thing is capable of. And they were able to see improvements with a lot of stuff that they saw. Whether it's just running at 1080p and just with better effects, or running it, well, I don't know if they saw, what did they see running it? Well, they saw Tomb Raider running at 4K by 30 frames per second, but with a lot of the PC effects, you know, turned off. But they definitely seemed to think it was worth the money. That was my impression after reading that. And that's probably like, right, that's probably why I ordered it. It did seem to, they did seem impressed by it.
I look forward to your review.
When is that thing coming out? November?
Sure.
All right. In other Sony news, Sony announced a delay for Last Guardian.
Just in time for the holidays.
Before the holidays. Yeah. Perfect timing to put out a game console. Mm-hmm. Last Guardian is being delayed till December something. What was it?
All right. I don't know.
So basically, Sony's E3 press conference was just lies on top of lies, basically. You like? If you
well,
put
why?
The,
is, why is it a lie?
I don't know. They put the date up.
Oh. Well.
And everybody cheered, like, "Yes, it's got a date. Yes, it's
well,
coming
out." It's got
another
date. People can cheer again.
I know. It's just weird. What is that? What did that mean? All those applause were for nothing. They were lies. All the
what
applause
is it
were
out?
Lies.
Like two, it's like 2 weeks later or something. Isn't that what
lies.
It is?
Lies. Still,
get over yourself.
Anyway, for, okay, I don't really care about that. I'm just
I know you
being
don't.
Silly. But a lot of previews came out today. I guess some embargo was up. Or I guess they played it at people played it at Tokyo Game Show, maybe. Because that's the thing that's going on now. And the initial impression, not initial impressions, but the most current impressions seem to not be very favorable. Which is the one that I linked to you that I made you guys read where he compared it.
Was it the Polygon one?
The Polygon one. Yeah. Yeah. It was, who wrote it? Phil?
Yes.
He said it looked like a PS2 game, which is also something that Shipwreck said, I believed.
Yeah. It's always looked like a PS2 game. The movement, the animation, the textures.
The control, but he said, I'm sorry. He did not say it looked like a PS2 game. He said it played like a PS2 game. Like
yeah, I think that's what I meant by like the animations type of thing. Like you could tell like when something is moving.
That it might be hard to control because of the way that the animation is rendering.
Right. That type of thing.
Pulling you away. Yeah, he didn't.
I mean, this is all. It's going to be a game based on the story, though. And so I don't know how much that.
It's about emotions.
Matters. Yeah, it's running on the emotion engine, right?
Right. This thing the real one in your brain.
Right. So
or your heart.
Unless this is another situation where people go in, which it might be, like with unrealistic expectations like No Man's Sky.
It's been in development since 2000 and I looked it up. It was like 2007. Could that be? Yeah, it was 2007.
Sure.
It was announced in 2009, started in 2007, and coming out in 2016. How does a game, not that this matters really for our enjoyment of the game, but I'm just curious as a curious individual, like how does this game can't be profitable at this point, right? That's an impossibility, right? I mean, it's been in development
popular?
For not, no, profitable.
Profitable. Oh, okay.
Did I say popular?
No.
It could be popular.
Like
it
earthquakes.
Could be both.
Like earthquakes, right? That's why I was laughing. Yeah. How can you be profitable if you've been in development for 9 years and you're not putting out a Grand Theft Auto? You know, you're putting out a game like this.
Well, how much of that 9 years was actually people working on the game though?
I was about to say the same thing. Yeah.
That's a good question.
Did they spend money at all 9 of those years?
I don't know. Somebody should do a thing on that, like some reporting. Maybe they have already.
Okay,
and we don't know.
That.
Not you, somebody. Somebody.
I'll start tomorrow.
Somebody who's
what
getting.
Studio, where is the studio located?
In my butt.
Get me the address. I'll go. I'll check.
No.
To see how many employees worked only on this game and how much they were paid during that 9-year span.
Well, I'm just curious. Like, is Sony going to put out any marketing for this game? That,
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I think they will.
They will?
Somewhat.
Okay.
I mean, They just have to market it to the video game people, right?
Well, they're going to have that general commercial around that this time of year. You know, like last year with the perfect... Was it last year, the Perfect Day commercial?
Was that two years ago? I think you show that big dog dragon in a commercial, and I think it's appealing. I think...
I do, too. I think it'll be, though, you just kind of want to show the big dog dragon in a commercial for the PlayStation 4, highlighting that the PlayStation 4 has these exclusive games, and not so much a commercial of just that game.
All right.
It'll be in their holiday commercial.
I hope it's great. Yeah, me too. I loved Eco. It's one of my favorite games ever.
And that didn't control well.
I wasn't a big fan.
Eco was a nightmare to control.
Right. And it was bad.
I wasn't a big fan of either one of those games.
Really?
Yep. It's not my bag, baby.
What else we got here? this is pretty funny. At Sky Sports F1 Aus writes in and wants us to talk about Sean Murray disappearing off the face of the planet. His last tweet was a month ago. Pathetic. The game tech demo in parentheses was $75 dues. That's in Australian dollars. That's what they call the dollar in Australia, Wombat. I don't know if you knew that. It's a dollary due.
I watch The Simpsons. I know.
Oh, okay. No explanation from Sony or Sean. Sony must be pissed the way it's gone down. I think the game sold okay, though. I don't know how pissed they are.
Isn't it number 2 on the MPDs last month? Just under Madden?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't even scrolled down that far. Wow, there's a lot of shit on this outline.
Well, it's because you spent 3 days talking about O.J. Simpson again, if you care.
One day you're going to watch it and it'll be all worth it.
Hello Games also hasn't posted on Twitter since August 27th.
Yeah, they're busy.
How frustrating is it to, like, you're just going to engage with people, like, in a hateful way on Twitter with this?
It's not productive.
Oh, I'm not saying that. It's a little from column A, a little from column B. I think the game became a much bigger thing than probably this small studio was probably anticipating at the end. Or maybe at the end they saw it coming and still were kind of in denial of it. And now that is what it is, I understand where they're coming from, that they don't want to engage with all the vitriol that they've been getting. But I think there's also another part of that where just because the, you know, if your game sells really well, maybe you post occasionally on the corporate site, even if it's just the occasional screenshot.
Yeah, the guy who runs the company doesn't need to do it. You get anybody to do it.
I'm not saying Sean Murray needs to be posting every day or
right,
even
somebody
every month.
Should be doing something.
But for Hello Games to go completely dark.
Maybe they do it on their website, like at their forum. I don't know if they have one.
Yeah. Maybe they just all retired.
Right, like, fuck off. We're maybe they return to their home planet. Ever think of that?
I don't know. Do you think they got enough uranium to go back or whatever it is they need?
I haven't played it in a while. I forget what you need.
I haven't played that game since before I went on vacation.
I'm waiting for more updates. I'm waiting to play it on PlayStation Pro. That's what this game is missing.
I don't know. I mean, is Sean Murray really the one to blame that he put out a game that people were highly anticipated?
No, I don't. I mean, he didn't flat out lie about his game. He spoke about his game as anybody who was working on their own game would speak about it. I feel, you know, he made it sound as good as he could because he probably thinks it's really good. And is excited about it. I don't think that he did anything wrong per se.
I don't think a lot of people did anything wrong in this situation. People just saw that E3 press conference demo and, like, their imaginations ran wild with what this thing was.
Oh, dude, the hype meter was off the charts as soon as this thing got shown at the Jeff Keighley show to support the Jeff Keighley lifestyle. Is that what it's called? I forget what it's called. Something like
that. Yeah, that's it. That's what it's called.
And don't you remember? I mean, the internet went crazy for it.
It's like everybody ignored that their previous game was Joe Danger.
I know. You didn't ignore it.
I didn't ignore it. That's exactly what I was thinking the entire time. I was like, I liked Joe Danger.
Yes.
That's a fun game. Joe Danger's a good game.
It's a fun game. But going from Joe Danger to something that's going to change this landscape of video games never crossed my mind.
Right,
it was going to be
tall order.
Right.
No, I don't think it, you know, well, I can only speak for us. I think we all actually said similar things.
Well,
that's because
we have
lines.
Shipwreck to help us.
I don't know about that, but I think we all were smart enough to see what the game was. We talked about it because the question was asked before the game came out. And we all said that we, you know, were hoping for the best. I know I said I was hoping that the game would be great, but I was still hesitant, but I wasn't going to cancel my pre-order. And I didn't.
I'm not so sure that that game isn't great. It's just not for everybody.
I don't think the game is great. I think that's. I have no problem saying that.
It needs a few more things to do in the game, for sure.
Yeah, it's missing a spark. I don't know. It's missing an intangible.
You know what it's missing,
which
actually?
I know isn't helpful.
It's missing
Joe Danger.
It's missing some personality.
Joe Danger.
That's right. What I mean. It's
which
missing
Joe Danger
intangibles.
Was like dripping with personality.
It needs a little heart, a little something. You know,
I think
it's
there's
missing,
a lot of heart in there. Just it's
I don't know.
It's a different kind of heart. It's like, wow, they it's kind of crazy what this small team accomplished with this thing.
Yeah, and I get that, but again, that's not why I'm not playing games to see what some small team to praise the effort of the small team. I mean, that's all fine and good, but I'd rather have the better game. It's you know, there's that, it's that video. It's the video with the, you know, where they show the E3 trailer with the Jurassic Park theme, and then it cuts to the game with the Jurassic Park theme on harmonica, which does make me laugh every time.
Right, it's
sure.
Good.
But
sure.
But there's a grain of truth to that.
But a lot of E3 presentations fall under that umbrella.
Oh, of course. And they're not alone on that. I think they fell into this hype spiral.
They did. It's part of the business. You got to ride that shit. You got look, they're in this. They got to make money. They're not in this to do anything but to sell as many copies as they can. They worked really hard
on it.
They're not
alone. I mean,
it's fine.
Evolve would be a similar situation.
But, they have to do it. If they're not doing everything they can to sell as many copies as possible, then why even bother?
Sure.
Why even
do you
waste
think that they made it? Well, they sold over a million copies, so I guess releasing this game at $60 wasn't a problem.
No, it's a good plan.
It was the good plan. Yes, it's made good business sense.
Yep, I'm sure they made.
There's people complaining on the internet, but I think you know people spoke with their wallets for the most part, and
The problem with it isn't even so much people complaining on the internet. It's I'm curious to know how many people have just stopped playing this game.
Yep, that happens. But I'll jump
people
back.
People stop
in,
playing
think.
Games all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that too.
Yeah, it's gonna be okay.
I wasn't.
I know.
About
I'm talking to our listeners, not to you, buddy.
Oh, okay. I'm pretty sure.
I know you're fine. You're fine. But while we're talking about indie space games, and before we run out of time, I want to give a big shout out to this game that I've been playing on PC that just came out called Halcyon 6 Starbase Commander. It's an indie game, very reminiscent of FTL, that type of art style. It's a turn-based game where you run a starbase. It's got a lot of personality. It's the opposite of No Man's Sky in that regard, where you're talking with aliens and having funny conversations. You run the starbase. You're building ships and flying fleets out to fight turn-based battles. Really good art style, like 16-bit art style, great music, great electronic soundtrack, really just fun. I guess you'd call it a roguelike-like because you can save the game, but you're going to keep playing it over and over again to try to be as successful as you can through your playthrough. I think that qualifies as a roguelike-like. I'm not sure, but Halcyon 6 Starbase Commander just came out on Steam. I put a lot of hours into it already. It's really great. That's all I have to say about it. Let's move on to Microsoft quick because two things. The Forza Horizon 3 demo came out.
Is it the best? Is that the best?
It's pretty great.
Is that what No Man's Sky should have been?
No.
Should have just been a Forza game?
But with spaceships. See, that's not a...
But with spaceships?
You're making jokes, but...
But it would have been a better game?
Write that down. I'm going to edit this out. You write that down. We're going to pitch that.
All right.
Okay?
Sounds good.
We'll edit this shit.
No Man's Horizon.
That's not bad. Three.
I know. Three. No Man's Horizon 3.
Let's go right to 3. Yeah, it's really... The demo's really good.
Game's so good, we don't need 1 and 2.
Yeah. I stopped playing it because obviously I'm buying it, and why? What's the point? I'm just spoiled. I'm going to have to play through all that shit again anyway. I'm really looking forward to playing it. I was hoping to get a review code. I asked for one, and I got that request in early, but I don't know. I may not be getting that, which is fine. I really want to play it on PC. That's what I'm most excited for. I want to see what it looks like in 60 frames per second.
I'm sure they'll have a deal if you buy it on Microsoft. You'll probably be able to get digital credit, like $15 in digital money or something.
Oh, at the store, Microsoft store. Well, here's the other thing.
Yeah.
With the Scorpio coming out next year, I'm sure they're going to update this thing to run super nice on the Scorpio. So do you really want to put the time in now and play it on the shitty Xbox when you can play it on the money Xbox in March?
Do you think that they're going to have another Forza game that comes out next year that you could play on your Scorpio, though?
No, I'm saying, they'll have Forza Motorsport 7.
Yeah, so you'll...
I don't play those.
No,
I don't play those anymore. I only play Horizon.
I don't know, I'm just
Horizon.
Trying to think. You know, why delay your happiness just for fidelity?
Well, I'm just saying there may not be a rush. I mean, look, I just finished Horizon 2 yesterday.
Yeah, you're still... If you start playing it, you will still be playing it when the new one comes out.
You're fine.
My stats said I had 25 hours of driving time, in-game driving time. That's a good game, by the way, Forza Horizon 2.
That's like driving to Maine.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I like that game.
Yeah, that's a fantastic game.
It's pretty outstanding game. Let's read this one thing because it's bothering me, and then maybe we'll wrap it up. Maybe I don't even know where we are on this. Where's the NPDs? I don't see NPDs.
Doesn't matter.
Right. Kuru.
You don't have numbers. It didn't have all the digital stats on there. Oh, it's a mess.
Okay. Kuru Finwe. How do you say this guy's name, Wombat? I never get it right. Under Microsoft.
I wasn't even looking.
Microsoft.
Oh, Kuru. Kuru Finwi.
Perfect.
Kuru Finwi? Yeah.
He says, I had to pause my jog to laugh when Cheapy claimed the Xbone S compared favorably on price with the PlayStation 4 Pro, and Shipwreck said the Scorpio is much more powerful than it. That is some crazy spin based on the actual facts. And then he goes on to say the S is 1.4 teraflops, PS4 Pro is 400 bucks, but 4 teraflops, and the Scorpio may be 600 bucks and 6 teraflops. Again, we're getting confused between, you know, specs and appearance and marketing. It doesn't necessarily matter how many teraflops the PS4 Pro has compared to the Xbox One S. What matters is, can Microsoft sell the Xbox One S to compete with the PS4 Pro? And on paper, it looks pretty good. You got the 4K streaming. You got one up on the Pro because you can play the ultra-high definition discs. You got HDR gaming. Did I say that already? I don't know. It's not, you know, it's slightly more powerful than the existing Xbox One. Okay, fine. It's cheaper than the PlayStation 4 Pro also. I didn't say it was better or as good as. Don't be confused by that. I'm just saying you can market it that way. And that way, when the Scorpio comes out at $600, you got another premium product.
I don't think it's going to be $600 still.
You don't? You don't think they're going to throw an Elite controller in there with that?
No.
Really?
No, I don't think they're going to throw an Elite controller.
Here's what I was thinking. Sony, and this is like somebody wrote in a question. This is where this inspiration came from. Where's the question? Here it is. At LaserboyJC. Which VR platform do you think is the best at the moment? And do you think Microsoft should get in on VR or not yet or not at all? And I think definitely not yet is good for Microsoft at this point. if you look at what Sony's doing, right? You know, if you think like Shipwreck, you were going to, I think where you were leading to is saying $600 is crazy, right? Is that what you're going to say for a console?
I it's not a favorable price point, yes.
Okay. So I agree with that. But how about a $400 to $500 video game accessory? Is that more reasonable? I think that in Sony's case, it's okay because it's a marketing gimmick for them. They're not going to probably sell that many, but look, you can run some cool commercials off it. You can check off that box on your little comparison to Xbox saying we got VR and they don't. You can do things with it that don't necessarily, you know, have to equate to selling units. You can get benefit out of it. Microsoft can do the exact same thing with the Scorpio. They say, look, okay, we don't have the VR, but we've got the most kick-ass console, and yeah, it's expensive, it's more expensive, but hey, it's not $400 for VR plus, you know, a $300 to $400 for a console. It's still cheaper than that combo. So it doesn't sound that crazy to me, especially if they're throwing in an Elite controller. It doesn't sound, I mean, it sounds totally doable. And you can also market the hell out of that, make good commercials. No?
Are you still talking?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's not going to be $600.
All right.
It's too much. $600 too much? When you're trying to sell something in the same like product line that's been out for, what have these things been out now, 3 years?
I don't know, man. You can really sex it up, though. I think that, you know, they could like do some customization stuff with it. You're buying like faceplates or I don't know, shit lights up.
Faceplates work great for them.
How about light up faceplates? Like,
I remember faceplates. That was like a big deal.
Get into like that customization market, like that PC gamers have been enjoying for so long. If you're pricing something high, it's still a lot cheaper than a PC, even at $600.
Get that Viva Pinata faceplate on this thing.
You're looking good. Look, you're not getting any 4K action out of a $600 PC. You know, you still have to, you know, come on. This is good. This is good stuff here. Do it. Don't be afraid, Microsoft. $600, nothing to fear. Well, $500 is less scary. I admit it.
$500 is the price point, the high price point on this thing.
I still say 600 with the with like a really big hard drive and an Elite controller, or just the Elite controller. Come on, you don't want the you gotta have an Elite controller with this thing, right? Can't not.
No.
I think they make you buy it separately.
I don't know. I say you go all in. You go all in. Luxury item.
Why? No, but you don't though, because you want more people to buy the console. And
no, the Xbox One S. That's what the One S is for. The cheap one.
But you want more people. The maximum of amount of
do
people
you?
Who are going to buy the Xbox Scorpio as possible.
I don't think it matters.
But you don't put the Elite controller in there. You make those people buy the Elite controller separately.
Maybe that's right, but I don't know. I just don't think they need to sell a lot of these. I think it's more of a marketing tool. It's like those fancy retail stores on Fifth Avenue, Wombat. You know, like any of those stores there. Their rent is so high, none of them are making money, but they just
They're all losing money. That is a fact.
Right. They just do it because it's a marketing thing. And this could be, you know, I'm not saying that they need to do this and lose money, but it doesn't need to be a big profit center for them. This is just like part of the Xbox brand. It just brings up the Xbox brand. You know, it's like it would be like Ford Fiesta. You know, Ford Fiesta, right, Wombat? Don't they have a version of that? That like a fast version, like a special one with
they
like a spoiler on that. That's not for everybody, and it's probably for a tiny percentage of the people who buy the Ford Fiesta. But they do it anyway, and you know, they can make some good commercials out of it, even if you don't buy that model. Same fucking thing. I'm pulling out my mic right now. This is the version of a podcast dropping the mic. But then it'd probably crash my computer.
Putting a spoiler on the Xbox.
Are you done now?
I'm done. Exactly. This is like putting a spoiler and a racing stripe on an Xbox. Exactly. I'm done now. Yes, Wombat. I think we're done with the whole show, maybe.
Maybe.
Is there anything else you want to get to here?
I don't know. I stopped paying attention to you like 5-10 minutes ago.
Oh, I have a lot to say, Wombat.
That's fine. You're allowed. Can I go? Can I go to bed?
I guess so. Yes, you can. I'm just making sure we didn't miss anything. I just want to say I'm still playing Overcooked a lot with Mrs. Chibi, and
still haven't gotten through that, huh?
She's not Mrs. Shipwreck in that department.
We've still been playing a lot of Divinity Original Sin.
Oh, I forgot to make a note out of that. Shit.
At some point, you get out of that town, right? We're like 6 hours in and we haven't left that town yet.
Oh, yeah. I think so. I don't know. I've played about 6 hours or so, but I think it's a pretty huge game. All right. Let's remind everybody to go to harrys.com and use coupon code CAG. Coupon code CAG to get $5 off your order if you're a new customer. Definitely check out that Truman set, harrys.com. And follow us on Twitter, at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. Also follow at, what's it called? New Game Deals. Right? Isn't that what it is? We just fixed it. Or Super Programmer John, yes, at New Game Deals. Oh, no, that's not it.
At Video Game Deals?
No, what's the one that new that just posts the threads? that we just fixed because it was fucked up. CAG New Deals. New Deals? Yes, CAG New Deals. That's it. At CAG New Deals. Yeah, that's Thorbon wants people to follow that one more. Because sometimes, like, if there's stuff that sells out in 5 minutes and he's taking a shit or sleeping, he only sleeps like 2 hours a day. So he probably doesn't miss that much, but it does happen. So he says everybody should follow at CAG New Deals, which actually works now. Yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Go to bed, Wombat.
Thread's done.